And to bear this out, I will have to take you back 1 month. Charlie Daly, General Officer Command of the 1st Northern Division, spent his last night in Kerry with me. He had done everything humanly possible to avoid the conflict, and absolutely hated the very idea of civil war, but felt that he had no choice. It was now a matter of conscience. He considered he would be untrue to the memory of the men who had already sacrificed their lives. I drove him to Killarney the following day, and his last words to me as the train pulled out: "Jack, I hope I will be killed soon." He was just heartbroken. He was captured and later court-martialed and sentenced to death. And his last letter to his mother will give you some idea of the man. Drumbaugh Castle, Stranorlar, Tyrconnell, 14th of March, 1923. Maher Dalish. My last message to you and all at home is not to worry about my death or its circumstances. Forget all about its physical and worldly aspect, and look at it only from the spiritual and religious point of view. I am now within a few short hours of death and writing to you with perfect calmness. All I think of is eternity, and I am ready to go out at 7 o'clock and face the firing squad with confidence and hope in God's great mercy for the salvation of my soul. Our bodies don't count much at this stage. As far as our souls are concerned, we have had a splendid opportunity, thank God, to make them ready. We got the news about 4 this evening, though it was rather sudden. It was not altogether unexpected. Besides, we had never lost sight of the possibility of our court-martial ending in death. Father McMullen has been with us and heard our confessions. His kindness and encouragement has made us feel, I might say, light-hearted. We are to have Mass and Holy Communion at 6. I think I will have the privilege and pleasure of answering Mass as I used long ago at Kiltala. I won't say much about worldly affairs. They look very insignificant now, except that I am leaving all of you some souvenir or other. I will give a list of these later. My clothes and a few other things will be sent home also later on. To sum up my last wishes to you, they are your prayers for the eternal happiness, that you and all the others at home will pray that each and every one of us will meet together in heaven. I feel that I am fortunate in going now and leaving you all behind to pray for me. I too, with the help of God and the Blessed Virgin, will pray for you until our next meeting. My death is one of the trials which God has sent to you and to the rest of my family for your advancement in his love. I am confident that all of you will bear it in the way from which you will derive most spiritual benefit. 'Tis not necessary for me to remind you that in this world God sends most sufferings to those whom he loves most. Only look at it in this way and all will be well. We derive one of our greatest consolations from the knowledge of all the prayers, etc., that you have offered for us. That they have not saved our lives is God's will, but prayers never go unheard. And if not answered in one way, they will be in another. God, in his all-seeing wisdom, has perhaps reserved all those prayers for the benefit of our souls, which are far more important than our bodies. I had promised publication of Thanksgiving to the Sacred Heart, the Blessed Virgin, Saint Joseph and Saint Anthony, in the event of my coming through all right. No. I want you to publish a thanksgiving to them for my death. And the splendid opportunity I have been given to prepare for it. Having got such an opportunity seems to me even greater reason for thanksgiving than were my life spared. Looking at it from all points, I can't imagine in what place, time or circumstance, we could hope for a more favorable time to die. Somehow, I don't feel as if I was saying farewell to you. Rather, I feel as if I was writing you a few lines which will be shallow, followed by a short silence until we meet to part no more. And after all, our short separation will not be all silence, for there will be that communion of prayer which will make us always feel near one another. I can understand how a person without religion might feel in a situation like this, but the possession of faith and hope make all the difference in the world. Do you know, I felt far and away sadder on each occasion that I left hope than I do tonight. As a matter of fact, I feel practically no sadness in that sense tonight. All I'm concerned about is what the news will mean to you and all who are dear to me. But as I said already, I trust in God to comfort you. I will now say goodbye to you all, to my father, grandmother, Willie, Tom, May, Susie, Cornelia, Nora, Nellie, Nancy, to Judy and Bill, and all the friends. I hope to be able to pray for all of you in the future, as in the past. I know you won't forget me. May God and His blessed mother bless you all, and reunite us all with them in heaven. Goodbye for a while. Yours lovingly, Charlie. P.S. I have written this hurriedly. You can understand.